Brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone!
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey, on an overcast Tuesday night and the opening game of a six-game series as your Brooklyn Cyclones travel south to take on the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:05 first pitch tonight. From Lakewood, New Jersey, the Cyclones had their final game of the series on Sunday against Wilmington postponed due to wet grounds. So the Cyclones coming into today's game with back-to-back days off. So a very well-rested squad taking on a Jersey Shore team that has won a season-high 4 games in a row. Closing out their series against the Orioles affiliate, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, over the course of the weekend. So Jersey Shore coming on playing their best baseball of the season. Meanwhile, Brooklyn coming off a thrilling walk-off winner on Saturday. An opportunity tonight for the Cyclones to win back-to-back games for just the first time this season. Brooklyn did take 2 of 3 from Jersey Shore during the season opening series at Maimonides Park in early April. Brooklyn winning in extra innings on opening day before a late inning victory against Jersey Shore in the rubber match of the series on Sunday. It'll be Blade Tidwell, who was supposed to start for Brooklyn on Sunday to make his third start of the year. The Mets' top overall pitching prospect, according to MLB.com, 0-1, a 5.68 ERA, will make his third High A start. He'll go against the lefty Matt Osterberg, who opposed Brooklyn earlier this season. Osterberg, in his first outing against the Cyclones, did not allow a run on one hit over 4 innings in the final game of that series on April the 9th. So we'll see if Brooklyn can take advantage the second time seeing the southpaw from the state of Minnesota. Brooklyn's roster has shuffled up a little bit since the last time we spoke to you on Sunday. Oscar Campos, who was the third catcher on the roster, sent to AAA Syracuse. Well, he will be on the development list. William Lugo, who was expected to be on Brooklyn's opening day roster, stayed behind an extra few weeks and extended spring training, closed out last year with the Cyclones. One of the Mets' top 30 prospects back with the team today, was added to the roster yesterday. Will bat fifth, play shortstop in his 2023 season debut. But he is not the only one that is joining the Cyclones roster today. Right-hander Robert Colina has been added to the roster as well. He has already pitched twice this year at two different levels. Made his first appearance on April the 9th with the St. Lucie Mets at the low A level, and threw 3 2/3 shutout innings in that ball game for the Mets. Then last pitched on April the 18th with Double A Binghamton, picked up the win out of the bullpen against the Hartford Yard Goats, the Rockies affiliate. So if Colina appears in this series for Brooklyn, will be his third appearance of the year at three separate levels. However, there is a bit of bad news mixed in there. Kevin Kendall, who has been off to such a marvelous start for Brooklyn this year, been so great to see him back in the lineup after missing so much time last year with injury, and even 2 years ago in 2020, which would have been his second to last year at UCLA prior to the pandemic, had an injury that caused him to miss the entire season. Kendall placed on the 7-day IL today. No timetable on his potential return, but we wish Kevin the best and hope he's back on the diamond as soon as he is able, because I know how badly he wants to be out there with his teammates and just how tough it was for him last year not being able to play from a mental standpoint. So we wish Kevin the best, and hopefully he will be back healthy and ready to go in due time. As for Jersey Shore, you look at their roster, not much changed since the last time these two teams squared off back at the beginning of the month. So a lot of the same familiar faces that you saw in that series at Maimonides Park on Coney Island are the ones you will see here today, as Brooklyn and Jersey Shore get ready to play the opening game of a six-game series. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will get you starting lineups and first pitch. Jersey Shore and Brooklyn, the Cyclones and Blue Claws, Mets and Phillies. And South Atlantic League Baseball coming your ways in just a matter of moments. You're listening to the Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball on this Saturday, rather Saturday, thinking back to this past weekend against Wilmington. Ready for baseball on this Tuesday night here as the Cyclones and Blue Claws get ready to play the opening game of this six-game series. Matt Osterberg warming up on the mound. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper, Chris Newell. Omar De Los Santos leads off in left. Kevin Parada is behind the plate. He will bat second. Alex Ramirez back in the lineup, was supposed to have a day off on Sunday. He'll bat third and center. Stanley Consuegra cleans up in right. William Lugo makes his appearance, first appearance of the year, batting fifth. He is at short. Jalen Palmer hits sixth at third base. Justin Guerrera, the second baseman in the 7-hole. Drake Osborne, the DH in the 8th spot with Joe Swazi, rounding out the lineup, batting 9th at first base. As for Jersey Shore, their starting lineup put together by their skipper, Greg Brodzinski. Nick Ward leads off as the DH. Hau-Yu Lee at second base hits second. Marcus Lee Sang, center fielder, bats third. Kendall Simmons added to the roster for Jersey Shore today. He'll clean up at third base. Rickson Wingrove bats fifth at first. Leandro Pineda batting sixth and right. Casey Martin hitting seventh at short. Anthony Kirion catching and hitting eighth. And Troy Schreffler bats ninth in left field. Omar De Los Santos will lead off for Brooklyn here in the top half of the first inning. Osterberg from the first base side of the mound. The windup, our first pitch of the game. A fastball waved at it, missed. And we are underway right on schedule at 6:05 Eastern Time. De Los Santos hitting at 218, a homer, 2 RBIs. And fouls this one off to the right out of play. And the count quickly 0-2. De Los Santos 12 for 55 in 13 games this year. Was just 1 for 17. And 4 games against Wilmington. Osterberg now from the third base side, the 0-2. And De Los Santos out in front of a changeup for strike 3. So three pitches, three strikes, one out for Osterberg tonight. And there is one away in the top of the first inning for Kevin Parada. Parada hitting at 208 on the year, 10 for 48, a homer, and three RBIs, a 694 OPS coming into play today. Osterberg, the wind, the first pitch, and Parada takes low for ball one. The numbers for Osterberg so far this year, 0-1, a 3.24 ERA, eight hits and eight and a third as Parada takes outside for ball two. Four walks, seven strikeouts, a 258 opponent batting average. The windup and the 2-0, and Parada over the top of a breaking ball. And it's two balls and one strike. Osterberg last pitched against Greensboro. That was on Saturday, April the 15th, the 2-1. Up and away, it is 3-1. So it's been over a week since Osterberg's last appearance on the hill. Gave up four runs, three earned on seven hits. Walked two and struck out two. The 3-1 to Parada. Hit on the ground, left side, past the diving glove of Simmons, underneath the backhanded mitt of Martin, and into left field for a base hit. Throwing it back in is Schreffler. And Kevin Parada aboard with a one-out single. First hit of the series for the Cyclones. One on, one out for Alex Ramirez. Defensively, for Jersey Shore tonight, left to right in the outfield, Troy Schreffler, Marcus Lee Sang, and Leandro Pineda. Third to first around the infield, Kendall Simmons, Casey Martin, Hao Yu Lee, and Rickson Wingrove, with Anthony Kirion doing the catching behind the plate. First pitch to Alex is a breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. Ramirez coming into play today, a nine-game hitting streak. His last at-bat on Saturday, the walk-off RBI base hit off the left field wall. Osterberg from the stretch. At the letters, here's the 0-1, and Ramirez fights it off the hands. Back to the screen, it's 0-2. Ramirez, 281 on the year, a homer, 11 RBIs. A 703 OPS. 6 for 22 against Wilmington, drove in four runs, the 0-2. And Ramirez waves and misses for strike three. Offering down and away, second strikeout tonight for Osterberg. Two out in the top of the first for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra has reached in nine straight coming into play today. Hitting at 275 on the year. Team leading three homers, has 10 RBI, a 942 OPS. Righty batter with an open stance. And the first pitch from Matt. Tails too far inside for ball one. Right now here in Lakewood, New Jersey, 54 degrees. According to AccuWeather, real feel at 57. About 6 mile per hour wind gusts to the south. American flag out in right center field, blowing in ever so slightly and towards left field. Second baseman Lee shaded up the middle. Parada takes his lead off first in a scoreless game. The 1-0, and Consuegra, a dead grounder foul towards the third base side, comes to a stop on the grass. It is 1-1. Lee Tidwell getting ready to throw in the bottom half of the inning. Consuegra was 2 for 12 against Jersey Shore in the first series of the year. Four winning South Atlantic League Player of the Week the following week as Consuegra out in front of something off speed in. And Osterberg jumps ahead in the count 1-2. Osterberg leaning in over that front left leg for the sign. Front right leg, I should say. A 1-2 pitch, and Consuegra chases but gets a piece of it. Off the outside corner, Kirion couldn't hang on. And it's 1-2 still. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Brian Laws with Elliot Melton on the bases. Laws a pretty good last name for an umpire or any official. The 1-2 pitch. Consuegra bounces it on the ground left side. Nice backhand by Martin. Jump throw to first in time to get him. Oh, what a stellar play at shortstop by Casey Martin. Consuegra runs well, but a perfect play by Martin moving to his right to retire the side. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of a half an inning. It is Brooklyn nothing, and Jersey Shore coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the first inning in Lakewood, New Jersey. Brooklyn going scoreless in the top of the first. Ward Lee and Lee Sang, the 3-2 up for Jersey Shore. In the bottom half of the first inning, Blade Tidwell on the mound for the Cyclones tonight, making his third start in a Brooklyn uniform. Tidwell was supposed to start the series finale against Wilmington on Sunday, but of course, Mother Nature and wet grounds getting in the way of that. Tidwell, 6'4", 207 pounds, 21 years old from Loretto, Tennessee. He was the Mets' second-round pick last year. Out of the University of Tennessee, his first pitch tonight to Nick Ward. The DH inside and low for ball one. Tidwell coming into play tonight, making his third start. 0-1 of 5.68 ERA as Ward out in front. And it's even at 1-1. Tidwell, five hits and six and a third innings, three walks and 10 strikeouts. A 2.17 opponent average, though 1-1. And Ward watches that dart down and in. It is two balls and one strike. Ward comes into play today, hitting at 318, two homers, 10 RBIs, a 929 OPS, 27 years old. Back in affiliated baseball for the first time since 2019. As Ward takes high for ball three. Ward coming into play today, three-game hitting streak, four-game on base streak, was 3-for-11. Against Brooklyn back to start the year as Tidwell misses up and away for ball four. So Ward coaxes a leadoff walk, and Jersey Shore has a leadoff man aboard for Hau-Yu Lee. Lee, the top-rated prospect on this Jersey Shore roster, one of just two players on the Blue Claws roster right now in the Phillies' top 30. According to Baseball America, Lee number six on that list. Coming into play today, hitting at 229 with no homers, five RBIs. And the first pitch to Lee, taken for a strike, it's 0-1. Ward leads off of first. Tidwell from the belt. A long pause, now the 0-1. And a breaking ball backhanded in the dirt by Parada. Keeps everyone right where they are. It's one ball and one strike. Lee has reached base safely in every game this year. That is 13 straight. And a great series against Brooklyn to start the year. Was 5 of 12 and reached in over half of his plate appearances. Throw over to first and Ward dives back. Jersey Shore did steal a lot on Brooklyn in that opening series. But as the season has moved along, Parada and Osborne, the two, have done the catching. And done a better and better job of keeping base runners at bay. 1-1. And this a one-hop ground ball to short off the heel of Lugo's glove and kicks behind him. Safe at second is Ward. Hau-Yu Lee is on base. The first two have reached for Jersey Shore. And there is two on, nobody out in the bottom of the first for Marcus Lee Sang. That'll go down as an infield base hit for Lee. A tough second bounce. Lugo tried to play it on. Lugo Didn't play a whole lot of shortstop after joining the Cyclones at the tail end of last year. Played a lot of third base between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. 2-1, nobody out for Marcus Lee Sang. And he hits one on the ground through the vacated left side, a base hit. They're going to hold Ward at third as De Los Santos fires into the plate a bit offline and high. But Parada the leaping snag. Back-to-back base hits by Lee and Lee Sang. And each of the first three have reached for Jersey Shore to start the bottom of the first. So Marcus Lee Sang extends his hitting streak to 9 with that knock. And Parada out to the mound to talk with Tidwell. He's off to a bumpy beginning in South Jersey. Tidwell, in the last outing he made, that was a week ago Sunday against Winston-Salem. Through two scoreless innings, one hit, no walks, four strikeouts, 28 pitches, 21 strikes. Did induce a lot of swings and misses against Winston-Salem in his first start. I did give up a couple of homers, or rather one, and suffered the loss in the opening game of that series against the Dash. Kendall Simmons, his first at-bat with the Blue Claws this year, is taken outside for ball one. Simmons started the year in extended spring training, made one rehab appearance with Clearwater on Sunday, went 0 for 4, walked a couple of times. The 0-1, or rather the 1-0, breaking ball off the plate in. And it is two balls and no strikes. You look at the numbers for Simmons. Last year split his time between Clearwater and Jersey Shore. Joined the Blue Claws at the end of the season, the 2-0. And Simmons lunging at that breaking ball away. It is 2-1. Simmons combined at 219. 12 homers, 47 RBI. The 12 homers tying a career high. The 2-1. Fouled straight back to the mesh netting. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Fastball, slider, curveball change, the four-pitch arsenal for Tidwell. It's topped out at 98 miles an hour so far this season. 2-2, the count, base is loaded. And Simmons takes up and away. It's a full count. And now Tidwell has nowhere to put him. So a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded, nobody out. In the bottom of the first, Simmons trying to bring in the game's first run. The righty kicks the payoff pitch, fouled again to the screen. Tidwell been about even balls and strikes to start the night. 7 have been in the zone out of his first 15 pitches. Ward is at third. He walked. Lee at second singled. Lee Sang did the same. He is at first. The 3-2 pitch drops in there. Strike three called. Beautiful breaking ball from Blade Tidwell. His first out, his first strikeout of the night. And there is one away in the bottom of the first for Rickson Wingrove. Defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Wingrove digs in. Left-handed batter, third baseman Palmer off the line. And Wingrove swings through something off speed. It's 0-1. Palmer at third. William Lucco at short tonight in his season debut. Justin Guerrera at second. Joe Swazi, the runner, or rather the man, manning first. The 0-1. And Wingrove, a sharp ground ball foul up the first base line. It is quickly 0-2. Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate this afternoon for Brooklyn. It'll be a quick turnaround from tonight to tomorrow. Part of the reason the game's starting a half hour earlier than they normally do here in Jersey Shore because of the 11:05 first pitch time tomorrow. The 0-2 to Rickson. Fastball high, it's 1-2. Wingrove played for Australia in the World Baseball Classic, hitting at 271 this year, three homers, 10 RBIs. Great series last week against Aberdeen. Trying to put the Blue Claws on the board first. The 1-2 up and in. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Wingrove 7 for 19 in that series. Hit all three of his home runs and drove in 9 of the 10 he has brought home this season. Bases still full. The 1-2 pitch from Tidwell. Breaking ball. Got him swinging. Pitch away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tidwell after the first three men reached. And there are two out in the first for Leandro Pineda. That Painting the Corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Leandro Pineda, the batter, and the first pitch he sees, fastball runs high. It is 1-0. Pineda hitting at a buck 63, 8-4-49. Does have nine RBIs on the year with a home run. The 1-0 lefty batter sweeps outside. It's 2-0. Tidwell up over 20 pitches with two out in the first inning. Ward at third, Lee at second, Lee Sang is at first. From the wind, the 2-0. And Pineda, a hardliner underneath the backhanded glove of Guerrero in a right field for a hit. One run scores. Consuegra's throw comes into third, and Lee Sang is out by a mile. Great throw by Consuegra to make it in towards third base, and we'll see if that second run counts. It may only be the lead run of Nick Ward that scored, as there were some groans coming across the crowd here at Shoretown Ballpark. We'll confirm. But at the very least, Jersey Shore takes a lead on an RBI knock by Leandro Pineda. We are through an inning of play. The Blue Claws in front by at least a run. We'll find out if it's due after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
So our assumptions were indeed correct. A home plate umpire law is only giving Jersey Shore the first run that scored. They said the second man, Hao Yu Lee, did not cross the plate before Marcus Lee Sang was thrown out trying to go first to third. So only a 1-0 Blue Claw lead as we move to the second inning. William Lugo due up for his first at-bat of the season. And William takes low for ball one. Lugo, Palmer, Guerrero. 3-2 up for the Cyclones in the top of the second. Osterberg misses under the armpits. It is 2-0. Lugo last year between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. 263, 14 homers, 63 RBIs, a 779 OPS. The 2-0 pulled on the ground to the third base coach's box. Good hands by Chris Newell, who will flip it into the Cyclones dugout. It is 2-1. Lugo last year, 28 games with Brooklyn, hit four homers, 18 RBIs. Actually had a better OPS in his brief time in the South Atlantic League than in Florida, as Lugo takes a strike on the inner half. It is 2-2. Blue Claws tonight, home white uniforms, Blue Claws across the chest in light blue. Red numerals front and back. The 2-2, Lugo sends it to the screen. Stays at two balls and two strikes. White pants all the way down to the ankles. Red piping along the side of those. Red cap, red bill. With the pinching blue claw logo on the front. The 2-2 pitch. Lugo, a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Welcome back to the active roster. William Lugo, his first at-bat of the season, picks up his first hit. Sharp ground ball through a hole on the right side. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the first time today. Brings up Jalen Palmer over at third base tonight. Palmer's played a little bit everywhere this year. has reached in all 13 games played. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Palmer, 8-4-45 on the year, a 178 average. Does have a homer and seven batted in. The 0-1. And Palmer swings through that breaking ball in. It is quickly no balls and two strikes. Palmer, 3-for-15 against Wilmington. Did have a double and four walks. Osterberg, back leg bent, front leg straight. As Jalen takes up and away, it's 1-2. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Jersey Shore, a 1-0 lead on Leandro Pineda's RBI single. The 1-2. Palmer, a jam shot ground ball to the left side of the mound, and they say the ball hit off of Palmer's foot before it rolled onto the grass, so it is a foul ball. It stays at 1-2. Dimensions here at Shoretown Ballpark. Now 400 to straightaway center. Palmer, a one-hop ground ball underneath the sliding glove of Lee to his left, a base hit. Stopping at second, Lugo, as Lee Sang fires in. Back-to-back base hits by Lugo and Palmer start the inning. And Brooklyn in business with two on and nobody out. So Palmer now has reached in 14 straight games to start the year. Brings up the second baseman, Justin Guerrera. Guerrera did not play on Saturday. 4-4-22 on the year. Does have a homer and an RBI. 581 OPS. Infield in about halfway. The first pitch to Guerrera. Change up, waved and missed. It is 0-1. Osterberg, left-hander, fastball, slider, changeup. Not overpoweringly hard from the left-hand side. Does get a lot of sink action on the fastball. Creates a lot of grounders. The 0-1. On the inside corner, Kirion couldn't squeeze it. But it's still a strike going too. Slider doesn't get as many swings and misses on it as others. But is a good ground ball pitch. It's short glove side cut. And the changeup pretty firm with some cut action. A lot of what Osterberg does, keeping the ball down and creating grounders. It was a miscommunication between Kirion and Osterberg. So the two had a brief visit on the mound before Matt gets ready for an 0-2 pitch to Guerrera. Two on, nobody out. Brooklyn down a run in the second, the 0-2. And Justin watches that get spiked in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. 325 down the left field line and same down the line and right. A 1-2. And Guerrera swings and misses for strike three. Got him on an offering down. Third strikeout tonight for Osterberg. And there is one out in the second inning for Drake Osborne. A big out there for the lefty as a ground ball can get them out of the frame. Osborne, just 1-for-17 on the year, does have a walk and two RBIs. Was 0-for-6 in the series against the Blue Rocks last week. And the first pitch he sees, slider low. And the count is 1-0. Osterberg, former 15th round pick of the Phillies in 2021 out of St. Cloud State in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Signed for $100,000. 1-0. And Osborne flares one into left. Waiting on it is Schreffler. He'll make the catch right by his collarbone. And Osborne retired for the second out, two down. Looked like he got jammed ever so slightly, so instead of putting it right at or over the head of Schreffler, he hit it right at him. And there is two down for Joe Swazi. Swazi coming into play today, four-game hitting streak, 6-4 his last 16. Two game-tying base hits in the 8th and 10th innings on Saturday to set up the game winner by Ramirez. 267 on the year, no homers, 5 RBIs. 646 OPS from the right-hand side against the lefty. And Osterberg hits the outside half. It's 0-1. Swazi, undrafted free agent signee out of Boston College. Had a great first series against Jersey Shore, was 4-for-11. Lugo at second, Palmer at first with two down. Brooklyn down by one. The 0-1, and Swazi swings through it up in the zone. It's quickly 0-2. Osterberg filling up the strike zone to start. 26 of 35 pitches have been in the zone. Chilly Tuesday night here in South Jersey down by the shore. I was talking with Greg Giambarisi, the voice of the Blue Claws, was saying going to be colder every single game in this series than it was at any point during their first homestand of the year during the second week of the campaign. The 0-2 pitch, Swazi takes the slider down and in. It's one ball and two strikes. That was the reason why a lot of the conversation for the Cyclones in Winston-Salem that first full week of the season was, why wasn't the weather in Brooklyn as nice as it was that week as it was the first three games against Jersey Shore? Swazi, a jam shot, soft ground ball to third, gobbled up by Simmons. Low throw dug out by Wingrove. And a nice play by either end of the corners by Jersey Shore to strand a pair in the second. No runs, two hits, two men left at the end of 1.5, 1-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, no score on the Cyclone, or rather 1-0 at Jersey Shore, excuse me, on the Cyclones Radio Network. Casey Martin to lead things off in the first pitch of the inning from Blade Tidwell. Across at the knees for a strike, it's 0-1. Martin, Kirion Schreffler, 7-8-9, due up for the home team. As Martin takes outside, it's one ball and one strike. Martin, out of the University of Arkansas, breaking ball outside and high, it's 2-1. Martin on the year hitting .235, a homer, and 7 RBIs. Has reached in 10 straight games, coming into play on Tuesday, the 2-1. Martin rips it down the right field line towards some vacated seats. It is even at 2-2. Martin in his third season with the Blue Claws. A 2-2 pitch, slider down and away, and it's full at 3-2. Brooklyn tonight wearing the road grays with navy sleeves, BKLYN in old English lettering arched across the chest. Navy numerals front and back. The payoff pitch from Tidwell, fastball off the plate, outside ball 4. So Casey Martin works a leadoff walk, and for the second straight inning, Jersey Shore has put the leadoff man aboard. One on and nobody out. Here is Anthony Kirion. Kirion, 6-4-37 on the year. That is a 162 average in 10 games, a homer and 4 RBIs. Hitless in his last 9 at-bats entering today. Sun trying to peek its way out on a cloudy Tuesday night. As Tidwell misses the outer half with a slider, it is 1-0. Tidwell has actually thrown more balls than strikes. 17 out of his 31 outside the zone. A 1-0 runner goes. Breaking ball outside. Throw down by Parada. The tag at second, not in time. It'll be a stolen base for Casey Martin. And Jersey Shore has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Sixth stolen base of the year for Martin. And his fifth in the last 11 games. Tidwell from the stretch. A look towards second base, the 2-0. And Kirion, a jammed fly ball, first base side, Swazi by the Blue Claw dugout. And this one will land about two rows back behind it. It is 2-1. Blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey on that gray top. Gray pants for Tidwell, all the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side of them. Navy cap, Navy bill, with a light blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Troy Schreffler waiting on deck. Jersey Shore a 1-0 lead. A 2-1 from Tidwell. Fastball below the knees. And it's three balls and one strike. First baseman Swazi off the line. Now the 3-1. And Carey on a line drive back up the middle and into center field for a hit. Going to third, Martin. He'll be waved around. The throw home by Ramirez. Kicks off the glove of Swazi, who is trying to cut it off behind the mound. Runs it down along the third baseline. No advance from Kirion. It's an RBI single for the Jersey Shore catcher. And the Blue Claws take a 2-0 first inning lead. Or second inning lead, excuse me. So Kirion with his fifth RBI of the year. A one on, nobody out, a run in for Troy Schreffler. First pitch, fastball. Off the plate in, it's 1-0. Schreffler, only man from last year's draft class on the Blue Claws roster to open the year. Draftee last year out of Maryland in the Big Ten, a 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Pennsylvania kid from the Harrisburg area as Parada asks for time, and he'll go out to talk with Tidwell, who has struggled with his command to start the night. Schreffler, .250 batting average, 6 for 24, 2 doubles, no homers, 5 RBIs. With a .788 OPS so far this season. A lot of gray hanging overhead. Hard to decipher for the most part where one cloud begins and the other ends. But it looks like off towards the third baseline, that cloud cover trying to break up just a tad. The 2-0. This is a double play ground ball to second. On to second for one from Guerrero. Lugo back to first, not in time. Schreffler has good speed. He beats out the potential double play ground ball. So a 4-6 fielder's choice for the first out of the second inning. Brings up the top of the order in Nick Ward. Ward walked and scored on the Pineda base hit in the opening inning. Ward originally drafted by the Oakland A's in the 34th round in 2018 out of Westchester University. On the eastern side of Pennsylvania, runner goes. First pitch outside, throw down by Parada. The tag by Lugo, couldn't hang on to it. Ball could not stay in his brown leather mitt. So a stolen bag for Troy Schreffler. The count is 1-0 on Nick Ward. For Schreffler, that is seventh stolen base. And his fifth in just his third game against Brooklyn. Another man in scoring position with one down as Ward pulls it on the ground towards the first base dugout. It is 1-1. Ward started his college career at VCU, was one of the players released by Oakland when the pandemic hit and teams trimmed down their rosters, was released about 2 weeks after the world really came to a halt as Ward golfs one in a right center field for a base hit. Over to cut it off, Consuegra rounding third to score is Schreffler. Toss in will go to second base. It's an RBI single for Nick Ward, his 11th RBI of the year. And the Blue Claws a 3-0 second inning lead. Interestingly, the third base coach and manager for Jersey Shore, Greg Brodzinski, coming about halfway down the third base coach's box. And part of the reason why is Hao Yu Lee is out of the game. Wilfredo Flores has grabbed a bat and will pinch hit for Hao Yu Lee. And what's interesting was talking with Greg Giambarisi, the voice of the Blue Claws, earlier today, mentioned a situation, a couple of situations last week in the series they had in Maryland against Aberdeen. And what had happened was in one situation a player did not hustle advantageously on a foul pop. And that player, I believe it was Anthony Kirion, was replaced from the game pretty early into the contest. And I wonder if part of the reason why Hao Yu Lee is out of the game right now is not because he is hurt, but because he did not hustle all the way home on the base hit by Leandro Pineda. And thus the reason why the Blue Claws only scored one instead of two when Lee Sang was thrown out trying to advance to third on that final play of the first inning. As there was certainly nothing that appeared to be wrong with Hao Yu Lee, unless he may have hurt himself on the trip to the plate. As Wilfredo Flores takes up and away for ball one. Flores hitting at 387. No extra base hits, four RBIs. Brooklyn's bullpen up and moving. As Flores fouls it off to the left, it's 1-1. Right-hander up and throwing down the left field line. I want to say that is Jace Beck. Jersey Shore, a 3-0 lead, one on, one out. And a throw back to first, and Ward dives back safely. Flores has played very well in limited time for Jersey Shore this year, has four straight multi-hit games dating back to their series at home against Greensboro 2 weeks ago. Tidwell's 1-1, and Flores slaps it down the left field line, a base hit. The Brooklyn infield was shifted for him to pull to right. Over to pick it up in the corner, De Los Santos. Stopping at third, Ward. Wilfredo Flores quickly into the ballgame has now picked up a base hit in eight straight games dating back to April the 2nd. Rather, April the 12th, I should say. And Jersey Shore have runners at second and third and still only one out. First extra base hit of the season for Wilfredo Flores. And the Blue Claws off to a roaring start tonight in their own confines. Already three runs on six hits. Brings up Marcus Lee Sang, singled and was thrown out trying to go first to third on the final play of the first. A breaking ball from Tidwell spins in for a strike. It's 0-1. Lee Sang now a nine-game hitting streak with that base hit. 12 for his last 36. Righty deals. And Lee Sang takes up and away. It's 1-1. It was 3-for-12 in that opening series against Brooklyn. Walked four times in 16 plate appearances. 1-1. Off the hands, third base side. Palmer onto the warning track by Brooklyn's bullpen. Home plate area leaps and makes the catch before his hands collide with the mesh netting adjacent to Brooklyn's bullpen mound. Great hustle from Jalen Palmer back into his right. And there are two away in the second inning. Jalen's speed used to his advantage there. Second and third, two down for Kendall Simmons. Simmons struck out looking his first time. He is 0-for-1. Former sixth round pick of the Phillies. Fastball from Tidwell outside. And the count is 1-0. Simmons last year between Jersey Shore and Clearwater at 219. As a 281 hitter in the South Atlantic League. 1-0. And Tidwell misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Tidwell, this will be his 50th pitch tonight with two out in the second, the 2-0, and Simmons out in front of a breaking ball. And the count is 2-1. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn in the third, trailing by three at the moment. As that fastball sails high, it's 3-1. Tidwell, 24 pitches in the first. This will be his 28th in the second. Luke Claus with two runs in on three hits in the inning. The 3-1 pitch fouled away. And the count now full at three balls and two strikes. Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman waiting on deck. Beck indeed the man warming for Brooklyn down the line and left. The wind, the payoff pitch from Tidwell. Breaking ball lunged for and fouled away. Banging off the upper level at Shoretown Ballpark. It is still full 3-2. Lights have flickered on at the stadium. No full effect just yet. Another payoff pitch. Fastball paints the outside corner. Strike three call. So Jersey Shore strands a pair in the second, but they do push two across. Two runs, three hits, two men left at the end of two. 3-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Offense looking to kick in the gear. Top of the third inning. Blue Claws a 3-0 lead. Opening game of this six-game series. Omar De Los Santos, Kevin Parada, Alex Ramirez. Top third of the Cyclones lineup. Two up in the inning. Matt Osterberg back to work. And the first pitch from De Los Santos, or to De Los Santos, is off the plate in for ball one. Omar struck out on three pitches to start the game. And the first pitch he sees here hit on the ground is short. Backhanded by Martin. Crow hop throw to first in time. And the leadoff man retired to begin the top of the third. Brings up Kevin Parada, has one of Brooklyn's three hits tonight. Ripped a single through the hole on the left side in the first. He is 1-for-1. Parada, that's first round pick from last year. Wilfredo Flores, who came on to pinch hit for Hal Yu Lee in the bottom of the inning, Stays in the game at second base, by the way, for Jersey Shore. Jace Beck has sat down. And Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Bullpen mounds on the field of play here at Shoretown Ballpark as Parada takes inside for ball one. Sky beginning to clear up even more as Parada fouls it away and onto the roof. It's 1-1. A lot of hazy gray hanging overhead as Parada golfs one off the leaping glove of the second baseman. Flores kicks towards center field. And as Flores tries to recover, has no chance to get Parada. So a rocket line drive off the bat of the Cyclones catcher. Flores, a great job reflex-wise to even make a play on that ball, but was traveling too fast for him to squeeze it on time. And Parada aboard with a one-out base hit. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Brings up Alex Ramirez in his 9-game hitting streak. Swung on, hit on the ground in the hole at short. Backhanded by Martin. Throw to second. Off the glove of the second baseman, Flores. Rolls on the dirt towards the first base side. And Parada, great base running. Never broke stride. Hits the second base bag and ends up at third. Imagine that'll go as a straight error on... Curious if it'll be on the second baseman, Flores, on the missed catch. Or the shortstop, Martin, for sailing the throw just a tad. Ball did bang off the mitt of the second baseman, Flores. But now the Cyclones runners at the corners and one out for Stanley Consuegra. Might go as a fielder's choice in an error that allows the runner to advance. Consuegra grounded out to short his first trip and drives one in the air to left. Back at the track is Schreffler at the wall. He looks and all he can do is turn and watch a fan make a catch out on the berm. And just like that, this game is tied. Stanley Consuegra, a majestic three-run home run out to left. His fourth home run of the season, RBIs 11, 12, and 13. And with one swing of the lumber, Brooklyn has tied the game at three. Stanley Consuegra with a titanic shot. Brings up the next batter, William Lugo, who singled his first time. And he swings and fouls it back. It is 0-1. So what a change of events. Single, a fielder's choice, and an error. And then a first pitch swinging home run by Consuegra. The 0-1 to Lugo. Swing and a miss. Pitch up, it's 0-2. That one sails up and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. One low to Lugo. Now a count 2-2. On the Cyclone shortstop. Bases empty, one out. This game is tied at three. A 2-2 Lugo, a line drive off the end of the bat to second. This time reeled in by Flores by his chest. And there are two away in the third inning. Brings up Jalen Palmer. Roped a base hit his first time. Attacks the first pitch. Skies it in his shallow right. Out is Flores in his Pineda. He'll make the running grab. Is the right fielder to end the inning. But Brooklyn strikes for three runs on two hits. The big blow. A home run to left by Stanley Consuegra. We are through 2.5, tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fan.
fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Move to the bottom of the third inning. Blade Tidwell back to the bump. And Brooklyn now all even, three apiece. Thanks to the home run to left by Stanley Consuegra. Already six combined runs on 11 hits tonight. Rickson Wingrove, Leandro Pineda, and Casey Martin. And three scheduled to bat in the inning. Wingrove struck out his first time, and he takes up and away for ball one. Wingrove, as we mentioned, starred for Team Australia in the World Baseball Classic. As he takes a strike in her half, it's 1-1. Was fantastic for them, both emotionally and statistically, as they made it to the knockout stage for the first time ever. Wingrove watches that dart load 2-1. Hit 375 in five games. Homered and drove in seven runs with an OPS over 1,000. 2-1. Wingrove takes up and in. It's three balls and one strike. Getting a tad bit warmer as the night actually rolling along here. It feels to a certain degree in Lakewood. Real feel still at 54. 3-1 pitch from Tidwell. Inside for ball four. So Blade has walked the leadoff man in each of the first three innings. And the Blue Claws with one on, nobody out for Leandro Pineda. RBI single to right in his first at-bat. Nearing the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Johnny Gadamowitz will be with us this weekend. He'll pinch hit for me on Saturday. We'll be together for the game on Sunday. First pitch to Pineda. Off the hands, third base side. Parada towards the warning track. Mask in his hand, ditches it, backs up, and makes the catch. Wingrove bluffs a tag from first. A Parada makes the catch on the foul pop, and there is one away in the third inning. One on, one out for Casey Martin, who walked, stole a base, and scored on the Kirion base hit last inning. Take a look around at the South Atlantic League on this Tuesday night. Three all our score here from Shortown Ballpark with one on, one out in the bottom of the third inning. One game well in progress already. And the first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Winston-Salem and Hickory playing a doubleheader because of the games that were rained out during the opening series of the year. Winston-Salem leading game one, 3-2 in the seventh. Runner goes. Swing and a miss by Martin. Throw down to second. The tag by Guerrero in time to get him. Got there on a bounce, but was a perfect directional throw by Parada to the first base side of second. All Guerrero had to do was stick his glove out and receive it. And Wingrove slid headfirst right into the tag. 2-4, caught stealing. And the count is 0-2. So now Tidwell is a strike away from ending the frame. Working from the first base side, the wind, the 0-2. Fastball high, it's 1-2. DJ Gladney, his fourth home run of the year tonight for Winston-Salem. Game two will come up about a half an hour, 35 minutes after that concludes. The 1-2. Hit in the air to right. Coming on, Consuegra out is the second baseman, Guerrero, and Consuegra with the hat left behind reaches out and makes the grab down by his waist to close out the inning. So, for the first time tonight, Jersey Shore can only bring the minimum to the plate thanks to the caught stealing by Kevin Parada. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of three. Tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Top of the fourth inning, tied at three here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Guerrera, Osborne, Swazi, bottom third of the Clones starting nine, due up. Brooklyn, three runs, five hits, no errors. They have left three tonight. Jersey Shore, three runs, six hits, one error. And four men left. First pitch of the inning to Guerrera, hit on the ground behind third. Backhanded there by Simmons, throw to first. In time to get him, one up, one down. On one pitch to begin the fourth inning. Sends up Drake Osborne, lined out to left his first time up. He is 0-for-1. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League. As we play in the top of the fourth, first pitch to Osborne. Down and away for ball one. Middle of the fourth inning in Greensboro. Roma a 2-1 lead on the 11-4 Grasshoppers as Osborne lifts it in the air behind the plate. Kurion ditches the mask onto the grass behind the dish, drifting to his right, and he'll make the catch for the second out. So two quickly retired by Osterberg in the fourth inning. Brings up the first baseman tonight, Joe Swazi. Anthony Solometto, Bishop Eustace graduate, same high school as, I believe I wanted to say, Greg Bronczynski, the Jersey Shore manager, making a start for the Hoppers tonight as Swazi swings and misses. It's 0-1. Top of the third in Wilmington, Jackson Holiday, number one overall pick from last year by the Orioles, making his high A debut tonight. Swazi takes down and in. It's 1-1. Aberdeen will travel to Brooklyn to take on the Cyclones for the first time this year, starting next Tuesday. So you'll see the number one overall pick from last year. Swazi, a humpback ground ball to short. Bobbled and dropped by Martin, and Swazi is safe. It was a weird humpback line drive towards the shortstop. Martin looked to play it on a bounce, but had a ton of spin on it. And as he tried to squeeze it, the ball just came out of his mitt. And so Martin will be charged with his second error tonight. He was given the error on the throw to second that allowed Parada to stay safe on the bags last inning. Throw back to first. Swazi dives back. De Los Santos 0-for-2. Grounded out to short last inning. Runner goes. Pitch down and away. Throw down by Kurion. Kicks into center field. Swazi, a great slide. Gets right back up and will scoot on to third. So Swazi steals second. Moves to third on the error. And Jersey Shore with three errors in the first 3 2/3 defensive innings tonight. Count 1-0 on De Los Santos. After Jersey Shore ran Buck Wild against Brooklyn in the first three games of the season, the Cyclones here tonight giving the Blue Claws a bit of a taste of their own medicine. 1-0. And De Los Santos funnels it down the right field line. It is 1-1. De Los Santos, a flare, third base, side into foul ground. Diving headlong is Simmons and makes the lunging grab for the final out of the inning. De Los Santos, that would not have been a fair ball had it bounced, but Simmons with the full extension towards the third base dugout and foul territory to end the inning. For Brooklyn in the top half of the fourth, they don't score on two errors. And one man left at the end of three and a half, tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Anthony Carrion, Troy Schreffler, Nick Ward, 8-9-1-2 up for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fourth. Blade Tidwell back to work, and the first pitch to Kirion is taken for a called strike. It is 0-1. Tidwell, despite the bumpy beginning, 64 pitches still on the hill in the fourth. You'll love to see that. The 0-1 is a called strike. It's 0-2. Everyone in minor league baseball always likes to get caught up with the stats. And what are the numbers for the pitcher? What's the batting average and home runs for the hitter? But part of the experience at this level, especially at the single A level, is also learning to grow and deal with the bumps and bruises that are part of the game of baseball. As Kirion takes high, it's 1-2. Especially when you consider baseball is such a game of failure, not just for the hitters, but for everybody involved. A 1-2 from Tidwell. Fastball high, 2-2. We'll see how Tidwell finishes off his night, but after a rocky beginning, he can find a way to right the ship, give the Cyclones the innings they need to help their arms. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball pops out of the glove of Parada to the first base side. On the grass, picks it up, throws on to first to complete the strikeout. And there is one away in the bottom of the fourth. But those kinds of things from Tidwell. First time he's retired, the leadoff man tonight, strikes out Kirion to begin the fourth. That strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. But how do you handle adversity? How do you bounce back after a tough start? Schreffler fouls it away to the right 0-1. You want Tidwell and the rest of the Cyclones learning those things in the minor league level rather than when they're thrust into the fire at Citi Field or in a major league ballpark, the 0-1. High 1-1. That's part of the reason why Blade is here and why everyone is here, not only for Brooklyn, but for Jersey Shore and the other dugout as well. Not only to get better, but to learn as pro ball players as well with the challenges that come with the game. Schreffler chases and can't connect with a high heater. It is 1-2. Wrap up that look around the South Atlantic League in just a second. Bases empty, one out, tied at three in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-2 from Tidwell. Change up in the dirt. Down and away, it's two balls and two strikes. Wilmington, a 3-0 lead on Aberdeen In the bottom of the third, T.J. White, a two-run home run, his first of the year for the Blue Rocks. The 2-2 from number two, just off the outside corner. It's full, 3-2. Elsewhere in the league today, top of the first in Greenville, Renegades and Drive are scoreless. That game actually just barely underway out there. Schreffler takes a breaking ball just inside for ball four. Looked like a good curveball from Tidwell, but just missed the inside corner. And there is one on, one out for Nick Ward. At the fourth walk allowed by Tidwell tonight. And with Blade up at 75 pitches, Brooklyn's bullpen will come to life again. Ward has reached twice, walked and scored, singled and drove in a run in the second. And Ward takes a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. Grant Gambrill starting for the Drive tonight. Chase Hampton making the start for Hudson Valley. Throw back to first, and Schreffler able to get back. Only other game in the circuit tonight is in Bowling Green. Hot Rods and the Asheville Tourists are scoreless. The 0-1, and Ward off the handle to the screen. It's 0-2. Ryan Gusto starting for the Astros affiliate in Asheville tonight. J.J. Goss, the Rays farmhand, going for Bowling Green. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore are tied at three. Sun continuing to peek its way betwixt the clouds. Runner goes, throw down to second by Parada, and they got him again. This time the tag from Lugo as Parada's toss carried the shortstop to the first base side of the second base pillow. And a beautiful throw by Parada. Schreffler gunned down 2-6, and there are two out with a 1-2 count on Nick Ward. Second caught stealing tonight behind the plate for Parada. The 1-2 pitch outside and low, 2-2. Tidwell, next pitch will be number 80 on the night for him. Trying to get through four innings with the game tied. The 2-2, Ward taps it behind the plate. It'll stay at two balls and two strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night in the fifth inning. Now everyone eagerly awaiting today's question after two straight days without one. Tidwell holds his glove above his chin, the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the pitch up and away. And Blade Tidwell faces the minimum for a second straight inning. And what a job done by Blade to right the ship after a rocky first two frames and keep this game tied through four. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the caught stealing at the end of four, tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Great to see our fearless photographer, Matt Kipp, has made the trip down from Coney Island to be here in Jersey Shore tonight. Kevin Parada has caught base stealers in each of the last two innings. He will lead off for Brooklyn in the top of the fifth. Parada, Ramirez, Consuegra. Matt Osterberg back to work. 60 pitches through four innings tonight. Parada 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. And the first pitch he sees here is high for ball one. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question after Parada's at bat, as he's out in front of a changeup. And it's even at 1-1. Some sunlight banging off the right center field wall. Also on a couple of patches of grass out in left center. Down and away, it's 2-1 now on Parada. Sight for sore eyes after, for the most part, a gray afternoon. Driving down from Brooklyn to Lakewood. 2-1 pitch to Kevin. Is skied out towards right. Coming in towards the line, Pineda. Now backing up, drifting to his right again. And from the shadow to the sunlight, makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. So Parada retired for the first time today. Sends up Alex Ramirez, 0-for-2. Reached on a fielder's choice his last time. Ramirez wags that bat behind that glossy back black helmet and fouls the first pitch to the screen. It's 0-1. So time to take a look at our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. And lo and behold, surprise, surprise, question revolves around a familiar subject as Ramirez fooled. Tried to hold up on a pitch elevated, could not. It's quickly 0-2. But last week, April 20th and 21st, Pete Alonso homered and drove in four runs in consecutive games for the Mets. The 0-2 pitch, Ramirez on the ground is short. Backhanded by Martin, a few crow hops, low throw. And Wingrove to a knee to grab it, two away. Two up, two down for Brooklyn offensively in the fifth. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, tie the game with a three-run home run to left in the third. But Alonso became just the fourth player in Mets history to have back-to-back four or more RBI games. Consuegra takes one at the knees, it's 0-1. Name one of the other three players that had back-to-back four RBI games in Mets history. The 0-1, Consuegra gets under one to left. Waiting on it, now drifting in is Schreffler. Calling for it, makes the catch above his red cap to close out a 1-2-3 inning for Matt Osterberg. To answer our Coney Convos trivia question, just tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. Can you have your answer, question, or comment read aloud right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home on a Tuesday night in Lakewood, New Jersey, tied at 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Not only Blade Tidwell making it through four innings with the game tied, he's back out to work in the fifth. 81 pitches so far tonight for the right-hander. Flores sang And Simmons, 2-3-4. Two up for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fifth inning. Wilfredo Flores doubled, pinch hitting for Hau-Yu Lee, his first time up in the third. Rather, that was in the second inning, excuse me, as Flores takes low for ball one. Action for Jersey Shore down the right field line. Osterberg at 69, pitches through five. The 1-0, and Flores a line drive into right. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Five straight games for Wilfredo Flores with multiple base hits. And this in a game which he didn't even start. So leadoff man aboard for Jersey Shore. Fourth time in five innings they've done that tonight. One on, nobody out for Marcus Lee Sang. Single to left has fouled out to third tonight. First pitch to the left-handed swinger. Lee Sang trying to lay a bunt down with Palmer backing off the line, but couldn't keep it straight. Foul towards the third base dugout. It is 0-1. We have our first guest of the night coming from our friend Mary DiBernardo, a frequent flyer at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. She says it's a total guess, but the name she's throwing out there is former Cyclone manager Edgardo Alfonso. Flores leads off first. Third baseman Palmer playing in now on the lip of the grass. The 0-1 from Tidwell, and Lee Sang goes and offers at a high fastball and misses. It's 0-2. Unfortunately, Mary, Edgardo Alfonso is not one of the answers. However, one of the other three was an infield teammate of Alfonso for several years. With the Mets, I might add. Throw back to first. And Flores dives back. The one other hint I'll give is they're all contemporary players, meaning they've all played in my lifetime. So in the last 30-some-odd seasons of Major League Baseball. Flores leads off first, the 0-2. Back foot breaker down and in. It's one ball and two strikes. Jace Beck back up and throwing for Brooklyn out and left. Tied at three in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore a run in the first, two in the second. A three-run home run from the Clones in the third tied it up. 1-2 from Tidwell. And Lee Sang sends it out of play to the left. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Lee Sang had an opportunity to return home last week. He's from the Baltimore area. Went to high school at Northern High School in Owings, Maryland. Had a great series with 6-for-17. 1-2 pitch. Lee Sang takes down. It's even at 2-2. Lee Sang was going to be familiar with the New York City area before the Phillies drafted him in the 11th round in 2019, was committed to St. John's and Queens. The 2-2 runner goes. Breaking ball, a called strike. Throw down by Parada. He's got another. He thought it was the third out of the inning. Started running back to the third base dugout. But he deserves to get a curtain call for that throw. Third straight base stealer thrown out by Kevin Parada. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. Two out, bases empty in the fifth. Two to four, the out at second base. I do believe. And now Kendall Simmons takes outside for ball one. Simmons, two at-bats tonight, has struck out looking both times on 3-2 pitches. The 0-1, around the 1-0, drops in for a strike. It's 1-1. Tidwell up over 90 pitches tonight. Trying to get through five innings. The 1-1. Broken bat in the air to center. Backing up on it, the shortstop, Lugo, a few steps onto the outfield. Grass makes the catch, and the side retired. So the Tidwell-Parada battery picking up steam in the last three innings. Three straight scoreless frames for Tidwell. And three straight base stealers caught by Kevin Parada. We're through five, tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Call to the bullpen for Jersey Shore as we move to the top of the sixth inning. This pitching change brought to you by BuyCal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BuyCalAutoMall.com. Chase Antle, new arm in the game for the Blue Claws as we move to the top of the sixth inning. This game tied at three. Antle standing 6'2", 220 pounds. 26 years old from Grove City, Ohio. Will face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Cyclones lineup. Lugo, Palmer, and Guerrero. This tie game. First pitch of the night from Antle. Down and away for ball one. Final line for Matt Osterberg. 5 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits. No walks. He struck out 3, the 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0. Osterberg, 67 pitches, 49 strikes. His ERA now at 3.38. The 2-0 to Lugo. And he golfs one in the air, first base side. Foul ground, Wingrove over is Kirion. And the pitcher Antle also made an attempt as well, but neither of the three could get there in time. Bounces off the warning track. It's 2-1. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Opening game of 6 from Shoretown Ballpark. Our series continues tomorrow. Note the start time, 11:05 in the morning. So it'll be a little wake and rake for the Cyclones offense tomorrow. 2-1. Lugo takes high. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Our pregame show will start at 10:50 in the morning. So it'll be an early one, so enjoy your coffee with the Cyclones. The 3-1. Lugo takes one at the letters for a strike. And the count now full of 3-2. Cyclones, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 4. Jersey Shore, 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. They have stranded 4 as well as Lugo takes low for ball 4. So William on base for the second time tonight in his season debut. One on, nobody out for Jalen Palmer. Second time in 6 innings, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on. Numbers for Antle this year, making his 5th appearance, 4th out of the bullpen, 1-0, a 4.5 ERA, 5 hits in 4 innings. Has walked more than he has struck out, 7 walks, 4 Ks, including that free pass to Lugo. As Palmer takes a strike. On the outside, Blackett's 0-1, 294. The opponent average against Antle this year. Made his team debut against Brooklyn in the second game of the season, earned the win in relief. The 0-1 to Jalen. Up and away, it is 1-1. Palmer has singled and popped up to the catcher tonight. Did give up a run on 2 hits in an inning. In that game against the Cyclones, did Antle pitching for the first time since April the 19th. 1-1, down and away. And it's now 2-1 on Palmer. Setting sun, still creating reflections of gold off the advertisements beyond the outfield fences. As Palmer can't get his hands up quick enough on that delivery, it's 2-2. Lugo leads off first. And a throw back to the bag by Antle, and William dives back safely. So Osterberg will take a no decision tonight. Lugo takes his lead. The 2-2. Palmer watches that miss outside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a full count. Righty sets at the belt. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, throw down by Kirion, the tag at second, not in time by Flores. So Palmer strikes out swinging, Lugo picks up his first stolen base of the year. And Brooklyn now has the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out for Justin Guerrero. And struck out and grounded to third tonight, 0-2. Righty against righty. The first pitch to Guerrero pops in and out of the glove of Kirion, kicks behind him, and moving to third with a go-ahead run is Lugo. It was an offering up at 92, and Kirion got crossed up, tried to adjust, could not hang on. And Lugo advances to third base. Not sure whether that'll go down as a wild pitch or a passed ball. But either way, Brooklyn has the go-ahead run at third base, and the infield has to come in. 1-0, and Guerrero can't connect up and in. Fastball at 92, it's 1-1. Infield in all around, the 1-1 pitch. And Guerrero takes it at the knees. It's quickly 1-2. Was indeed a pass ball on Kirion. And allowed the runners to advance. The 1-2 pitch. Guerrero puts it in the air left center field. Should be deep enough to score the run. Lee Sang over to his right to make the catch. Throw in, cut off on the third base side of the mound by the first baseman Rickson Wingrove. It's a sacrifice fly for Justin Guerrero. His second RBI of the year. And for the first time today, Brooklyn has the lead. It is 4-3 with two out in the sixth. So Guerrero does his job after the passed ball, moves the go-ahead run to third. And the bases are empty with two out now for Drake Osborne. Osborne 0-2. It's lined to left and popped up to the catcher. Takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Again, action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. I have to imagine Tidwell's day is done. As Osborne takes low. 93 that time from Antle. It's one ball and one strike. The 1-1. And Osborne takes down and away. Two balls and one strike. Taking a look at our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll get you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll give you the question one more time, though. Here's the 2-1 to Osborne. He can't lay off high and tight. It's 2-2. But Pete Alonso on April 20th and 21st, homered, drove in four runs in back-to-back games. Became just the fourth player in Mets franchise history with back-to-back four-plus RBI contests. Name one of the other three. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball up and in. And Osborne down on strikes to end the inning. But Brooklyn takes the lead, a run on no hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of 5.5, the Cyclones 4 and the Blue Claws 3 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Oh. Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Going to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue or visit them online at BiCalAutoMall.com. Chase Beck, the new arm in the game for Brooklyn tonight. 6'9", 230 pounds, 22 years old from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Will face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Jersey Shore lineup. Wingrove, Pineda, and Martin. And the first pitch to Wingrove up and away for ball one. Wingrove has struck out and walked tonight. 0 for 1 officially. Get you the numbers for Beck in just a second. That one outside 2-0. Beck making his fourth appearance. No record, a spotless ERA. All four runs he's allowed unearned. Three hits and 3 2/3 as Wingrove golfs one left center field, tearing towards the gap, and that one will one hop off the wall. Dies at the base of the fence. Wingrove on his way to second, loses his helmet, and will stop there with a leadoff double. So Rickson Wingrove greets Jace Beck rudely with an torrid double into left center field, 107 miles an hour off the bat. And there is one on, nobody out for Leandro Pineda. Four walks, 9 strikeouts for Beck, and 3 2/3 innings. Pineda has an RBI single tonight. Popped up to the catcher his last time in the third. Corner over at third base, Palmer in on the lip of the grass. And the first pitch to Pineda outside for ball one. Final line for Blade Tidwell tonight. An outstanding job bouncing back from a rocky beginning. 5 innings, gave up 3 runs, all earned on 7 hits. Walked 4, struck out 6, the 1-0. And Beck misses low for ball two. 92 pitches for Tidwell, 48 strikes tonight. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. Right now, Beck trying to maintain that 1-run lead. The 2-0 outside for ball three. Just one of Beck's first 6 pitches have been in the zone. Jersey Shore's bullpen up and moving down the right field line. A right-hander is throwing. The 3-0 from Beck. Fastball strike on the outside corner. It's 3-1. Pineda thought he had ball four. Flipped the bat towards the first base dugout. Some light hues of pink ricocheting off the clouds in center field. Mostly gray and blue, the 3-1. And that time low for ball four. Looked like it may have hit the bottom of the zone. Parada talking with a home plate umpire, Laws. And the first two have reached against Beck with nobody out in the sixth inning. Sends up Casey Martin, has walked and flied to right tonight. Has also stolen a base and scored a run. So to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We did have one guess for Edgardo Alfonso. As the pitch called strike up and away to Martin, it's 0-1. question again was last week on the 20th and 21st. Pete Alonso homered at four RBIs in each game. The 0-1. Martin shows bunt, lays it down, back to the mound. Only play for Beck will be to first. And tripping over the bag is Martin, but he's out. Guerrero went over to cover the bag. Swazi was the one who received it at first. And there were a lot of different bodies there. And I wonder if that's part of the reason why Martin got tripped up over the first base bag. Hopefully he's all right. As the Jersey Shore training staff over to take a look. A sack bunt. 1-2-3. So the tying and go-ahead runs at second and third with one out for Anthony Kirion. But the main concern for the Blue Claws right now, the health of their shortstop. Megan Flaherty out to take a look. Jersey Shore already down one player today. Haoyu Lee was taken out of the game in the bottom of the second inning for a pinch hitter. Greg Brodzinski talking with a base umpire right now, I guess arguing that there was some sort of obstruction made by Guerrero or Swazi by first base. Doesn't to be all too a histrionic conversation between Brodzinski and the base umpire. Then it'll be second and third and one out for Kirion. The question was, though, Alonso homer drove it four in consecutive games, April 20th. And 21st, became the fourth player in Mets history to have back-to-back four RBI games, name one of the other three. We mentioned the guests from Mary DiBernardo of Edgardo Alfonso. Conversation continuing for Brodzinski and the base umpire behind second base, a little bit towards the third base side as Jace Beck throws some warm-up pitches. Elliot Melton, the base umpire tonight. So who are the other three players outside of the former Cyclone Alonso who also drove in four or more runs in back-to-back games? Now, conversation beginning to subside between the manager and the base umpire. The first of the three, none other than 2007 Cyclone alum Lucas Duda. Another one was a guess earlier last week, I believe it was. I want to say it might have even been by Mary. Of Carlos Beltran is the second of the three others. The last, the man who I hinted at when Mary guessed Alfonso, breaking ball into Kirion down and away. It's 1-0. Kirion has singled, brought in a run, and struck out tonight 1-for-2. But his infield teammate that also had back-to-back four or more RBI games, former Met third baseman Robin Ventura. 1-0. High and tight. And it's two balls and no strikes. 92-mile-an-hour fastball that time for Beck. He's thrown just four of his 12 pitches in the zone. Second and third, one out. Brooklyn leading by one. The 2-0 is high for ball three. Brooklyn's bullpen up and moving once again down the left field line. As Jace tries to work himself out of trouble. 3-0 is up and away for a called strike one. Righty continuing to throw for Jersey Shore down the line. The 3-1 from Beck. Swing and a miss. Fastball up at 92. And the count now full of three balls and two strikes. So some pretty good company for Alonso with Duda, Beltran, and Robin Ventura. The payoff pitch. Hit in the air out of play to the first base seats. Will stay at 3-2. Brooklyn scored three in the third to tie it. On a Stanley Consuegra home run, took the lead in the sixth, the top of the inning, on the sack fly by Guerrero. Jersey Shore a run in the first, on the base hit by Pineda, two in the second, on a single by Kirion, and a single by Nick Ward. Wingrove the man at third, Pineda the runner at second. Another payoff pitch coming from Beck. Sets by his shoulders. Here he comes. Outside and low for ball four. And the bases are loaded. Second walk of the inning allowed by Beck. And the sacks are saturated with Blue Claws for Troy Schreffler. Schreffler grounded into a fielder's choice. Stole a base and scored in the second. Walked and was caught stealing his last time in the fourth. Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to talk with Beck. And the base is loaded and one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's been one heck of a start to the season for Pete Alonso. Seems like every time Aaron Judge does something, Alonso the following year right now seems to have some sort of rebuttal to it. You remember 2018? And Aaron Judge broke Mark McGwire's record for single season home runs by a rookie. And then in the very next year, when Pete Alonso came up, made the Mets out of spring training, broke Aaron Judge's record for most home runs by a rookie. Well, last year, Aaron Judge broke the American League home run record by hitting 62. Schreffler with the bases loaded. And the first pitch, fastball, tumbles down and in. It's 1-0. Alonso already among the league leaders in home runs for 2023. A little bit hard to break the NL home run record. 1-0. Outside 2-0. And now Beck in danger of walking in the game's tying run. Bases loaded, one out. A 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Schreffler tied up inside. And the count moves to 2-1. But could a 62-plus home run season be in store for Alonso? Given his penchant for the dramatic, I wouldn't rule it out. Corners are in for Brooklyn. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Schreffler steps in the bucket. 93 miles an hour up. And Schreffler heading back to the dugout. That's strike three. One of those pitches earlier in the at-bat was a strike. And Beck, a huge out for out number two. Strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. I think that even caught the game day operator off guard. As the first pitch to the leadoff batter, Nick Ward, taken outside for ball one. Ward has walked, singled, scored a run, drove in a run tonight. Righty fires, and Ward takes low again. It's 2-0. Struck out his last at-bat in the fourth. Wingrove doubled. He's at third. Pineda walked. He's the man at second. Kirion at first on a free pass as well. One run, Brooklyn lead in the bottom half of the sixth. 2-0. Low for ball three, and now Beck in danger of walking in the tying run. Left-hander Quinn Brody up and throwing right now for Brooklyn, as this will be Beck's 26th pitch of the inning. 3-0, tying run at third. The pitch inside and low, ball four, and we're tied. A bases loaded walk to Nick Ward, chases in Jersey Shore's first run since the second. And we are even at four, and the bases remain loaded for Wilfredo Flores. For Ward, his 12th RBI of the year, that leads the team. And Beck appears will stay in there for Wilfredo Flores. Flores, two at-bats tonight since pinch hitting for Hao Yu Lee, has doubled and singled, was also caught stealing in the fifth. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1, so Tidwell will take a no decision tonight. Great job bouncing back, though. Is this a ground ball left side? Backhanded by Lugo. Off-balance throw to first. Won't get there in time. He was shaded up the middle with the left-handed batter at the plate. Lugo had to range all the way in the left field on the throw and just could not get enough mustard behind it. Throw reeled in by Swazi on a few hops, but Flores beats it out. It's an RBI infield hit And the Blue Claws take a 5-4 lead. Just awful luck for Beck. Hit a soft, or forced a soft enough ground ball to end the inning. Brings up Marcus Lee Sang, who takes a strike up and away. It's 0-1. So Flores, since coming on as a pinch hitter, is 3-for-3 and picks up his fifth RBI of the season. The 0-1 foul tip into the glove of Parada. And it's quickly 0-2. Lee Sang, the eighth man to bat for Jersey Shore in the inning. Kirion at third, Ward at second, Flores the runner at first. Righty's 0-2. Just misses down. And it's one ball and two strikes. Beck now at 31 pitches in the inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball down at 92. To end the inning, but the damage is done. Jersey Shore, two runs on two hits. No errors, and the bases left full at the end of six. It's the Blue Claws 5 and the Cyclones 4 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
For Jersey Shore as we move to the top of the seventh inning. Chase Antle is out. On is the right-hander Sam Jacobsek. Was on the IL when these two teams played that first weekend of the year earlier this month. He'll come on to face Swazi, De Los Santos, and Parada, 9-1-2 in the Cyclones' order. Jersey Shore, two in the bottom of the sixth. They lead it 5-4. Antle, who gave up the go-ahead run in the top of the inning, now the pitcher of record on the winning side. Get you the info for Jacobsek in a second. The first pitch of the inning to Swazi, a jam shot foul. Banging off the roof, it's 0-1. Swazi reached on an error his last time up. The 0-1. Swazi off the end of the bat, dunking into shallow right, coming on Pineda, and it'll hang up for him. Who makes the catch right by the start of the Blue Claws word mark on that white top. One away in the top of the seventh inning. Brings up Omar De Los Santos 0-for-3, lined out in foul territory on a diving play at third his last time. Jacob Sack, 6'4", 195 pounds. 24 years old from Milton, Massachusetts. And a breaking ball across for a strike. It is 0-1. Jacob Sack making his fourth appearance. No record at 10.13 ERA. Righty fires. De Los Santos checked his swing. Yes, he went around, says the base umpire. It is 0-2. Jacob Sack, two hits in 2 2/3 innings, has walked 3, struck out 5. First baseman off the line is 0-2, and he gets him on a breaking ball for strike 3. First strikeout tonight for Jacob Sack. Two down in the seventh for Kevin Parada. Single twice and fly to right. He is two for three. Jacob Sack made four relief appearances of the Blue Claws last year, pitching for the first time since the 20th. That was on Thursday against Aberdeen. Gave up a run without allowing a hit in an inning. Struck out two. First pitch to Parada in the dirt. It's 1-0. Final line for Chase Antle. One inning, one unearned run, no hits, a walk, struck out two. 21 pitches, 11 strikes. A 1-0. Outside into the backstop, it is 2-0. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you here from Lakewood, New Jersey. Jersey Shore Blue Claws 5, Brooklyn Cyclones 4. Bases empty and two out in the bottom, or rather top of the seventh. A 2-0. Parada takes inside for ball three. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Good news for Mets fans earlier today. Justin Verlander expected to make at least one rehab start before making his return to the big league club. A 3-0. Parada gets the green light and lifts it in the air, third base side. Simmons called off by the shortstop, Martin. And a lip onto the outfield. Grass makes the catch behind third. And the side retired. So Jacob Sack comes on, needs nine pitches to retire Brooklyn in order in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch from Shoretown Ballpark. It is Jersey Shore 5, Brooklyn 4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Chris Newell making a pitching change as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Jace Beck is out. Jeffrey Colon has come on to pitch to start the bottom of the seventh inning. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Jeffrey Colon standing 6'1", 200 pounds. 23 years old, my apologies, from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. Colon making his third appearance of the year, his first out of the bullpen. No record, a 10.57 ERA, 11 hits and 7 and two-thirds innings, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts, a .333 opponent average. Part of the lineup, 2 up for Jersey Shore, Simmons, Wingrove, and Pineda, the 3 scheduled to bat. Colon works from the third base side of the stretch in the first pitch. Fastball in for a strike knee high, it's 0-1. Simmons 0 for 3 tonight. Struck out looking twice and popped up to short. Colon pitching for the first time since last Tuesday, made the start against Wilmington. 0-1 hit sharply on the ground past the third baseman Palmer and down the left field line. Over the cut it off is De Los Santos on his way to second. Simmons throw sails over the head of Guerrera, backed up by the first baseman Swazi. And Simmons has his first base hit of the year. It's a 113-mile-an-hour double to left. And the Blue Claws have a man in scoring position and nobody out to start the seventh. They have put the leadoff man on quite a bit tonight. They have done it in 6 of the 7 innings. They have put at least one man on base in every frame tonight. Here's Rickson. Wingrove has walked and doubled. Struck out his first time. He is 1-for-2. Cologne looks towards second base. First pitch is a little bit low. And it's 1-ball and no strikes. Cologne gave up 3 runs on 4 hits and 3 2/3 on Tuesday. Walked 2 and struck out a season-high 5. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Jersey Shore 5, Brooklyn 4. Bottom of the 7th, the 1-0, and Wingrove in the air to center. Out is the shortstop, Lugo waving everybody off. And on the outfield, Grass makes the catch over his left shoulder for the first out. One away in the 7th inning. Leandro Pineda, the batter, walked and scored the go-ahead run last inning. Also has an RBI single. He is 1-for-2. Final line for Jace Beck. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits in an inning. Walked 3, struck out 2. 32 pitches, 15 strikes leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. First pitch to Pineda. And he drops his front shoulder trying to make contact. Comes up empty. It is 0-1. Ramirez, Consuegra, and Lugo. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn in the 8th. The 0-1 from Jeffrey. And Pineda, a little dribbler up the first baseline. Barehanded on the grass by Parada. Throw high, and Swazi gets run over after Pineda went through the bag, and scoring from second is Simmons. The throw from Parada was high. Swazi had to back up to make the catch. His momentum carried him behind the first base bag, and Pineda just ran him over. And Chris Newell, the manager for the Cyclones, out of the third base dugout to talk with the base umpire, trying to ask if there should have been some obstruction called on Pineda, as Simmons never broke stride and scored all the way from second base without a throw. It was great heads-up base running by Kendall Simmons. The only question here, and it's being made right now by the skipper Newell, whether or not something illegal was done by the opponent in order to manufacture that run. And whatever was said to Newell was deemed quick, concise, and of little argument, as Newell immediately, after about a 20-second discussion, heads back to the third base dugout without much anger in his step. The first pitch to Casey Martin pulled foul. It's 0-1, so just bad, bad luck for Brooklyn again. As Simmons, with a heads-up play, scores from second on the ground out to the catcher. Be an RBI for Pineda. As Martin takes high, it's 1-1. Pineda will get credit for his second RBI of the night and 11th of the season. The 1-1. Martin drops to Anita to try and hit the breaking ball. It's 1-2. So Jersey Shore now has a 6-4 lead. And the base is empty and 2 out in the 7th. 1-2. Martin, a line drive into left field for a hit. To his right to cut it off, De Los Santos. Martin, his first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-2. 1-on, 2 out in the 7th inning for Anthony Kirion. Singled and walked tonight. Also has an RBI and a strikeout. We were mentioning before, Justin Verlander on the comeback trail for the Mets. Should be back in Flushing. Make his Mets debut rather shortly now. And the first pitch of the at-bat from Cologne outside and low. It's 1-0. On track to return May the 3rd against the Detroit Tigers. Ironically, the first team he ever pitched for out of college. Team will probably go into the Hall of Fame as a member of. Is that one high? 2-0 now on Kirion. Expected to make one rehab start on Friday, but nobody knows where yet. He's designated with a low-grade teres major strain that put him on the injured list. The 2-0 to Kirion. On the outside corner, a strike, it's 2-1. He said it was definitely frustrating, hard for him to not be a part of the team and help out in some way, shape, or form. But everyone's been telling him behind the scenes, quote, just wait your time and you'll be here. The 2-1. Outside and low, 3-1. The only home team in the Mets organization this week is Double-A Binghamton. Obviously, the Cyclones on the road here, Jersey Shore, not terribly far away from Citi Field in Queens. St. Lucie is in Clearwater, and Syracuse is in Toledo against the Tigers affiliate as Kerryon takes that one bouncing in the lefty batter's box for ball four. First walk of the night issued by Cologne. Two on and two out in the seventh for Troy Schreffler. Schreffler 0 for 2. Reached on a fielder's choice in a walk. Struck out his last time up in the seventh. Rather in the sixth. For right now, it'll be Tyler Stewart for Brooklyn on Friday. Schreffler fouls it into the mitt of Parada. It's 0-1. No listed starter just yet for Double-A Binghamton. St. Lucie lists Felipe De La Cruz as their scheduled starter for Friday. And Triple-A Syracuse in Toledo also has not yet listed a potential starting pitcher. So let the guesses begin as Cologne steps off and looks the runner to second. Jersey Shore, a run in on a wacky ground out, was a tapper that maybe went 5 feet in front of the plate to the first base side. Parada barehanded through to first, but the throw carried Swazi into the base path, got bowled over by Pineda, and Simmons scored from second base. Schreffler, a swinging bunt, third base line, stays foul. And the count is at 0-2. Brooklyn, four runs on five hits tonight. No errors, they have left four. Jersey Shore, six runs on 11 hits. Three errors, they have stranded seven. And two men aboard here with two out in the inning. The 0-2 from Cologne. Outside and low. It is one ball and two strikes looking at the Mets affiliates tonight. Mets at home against the Nationals, heading to the bottom of the fourth right now. 1-2. Schreffler off the end of the bat into center, coming on Ramirez, reaches out and makes the lunging grab down by his waist to retire the side. We'll get you the update around the Mets affiliates when we come back, but Jersey Shore a run on two hits, two men left to the eighth. The Blue Claws a 6-4 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit their store, 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Carlos Francisco New arm in the game for the Blue Claws. 3-4 and 5-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. They trail 6-4. First pitch of the inning, check swing from Ramirez. Appeal down to first. He did not go. And the count is 1-0. Ramirez 0-3 tonight, trying to extend his hitting streak to 10. 1-0. And Ramirez, a hard line drive past the diving glove of Martin to his left. And into left field, a base hit. Alex Ramirez picks up a knock. His hitting streak extends to double figures, 10 straight. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on to start the eighth inning. 106.5 miles an hour off the bat of Alex Ramirez. So Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the first time since the sixth. Just the third time they've done so tonight. Here is Stanley Consuegra. Only hit tonight, a game-tying home run in the third, and pulls one on the ground foul towards the third base dugout. It is 0-1. Francisco, the new arm in the game for Jersey Shore. Standing at 6'3", 218. 23 years old from Orlando, Florida. As Consuegra comes up empty on a pitch down and away, it's 0-2. Francisco, 28th round pick of the Phillies in 2019 out of Hillsborough Community College in the Sunshine State. Ramirez leads off first, the 0-2. And Consuegra, another high fly ball to left, but got underneath this one. Coming in towards the line is Schreffler, and he'll put it away for the first out of the inning. Consuegra just missing, barreling that up. Caught it off towards the end of the bat. One away in the eighth inning brings up William Lugo, has singled and walked tonight, 1-for-2. With a stolen base and a run scored in his season debut. Francisco making his sixth appearance, 2-0, a 5.14 ERA. Does have one save, five hits in seven innings, four walks. He has struck out seven. An opponent batting average of 200. Now in his third season with the Blue Claws, he's picked up the win his last two times out. Earned the win on Sunday through just a third of an inning, picked up a strikeout with the only batter he faced. One on and one out in the eighth. Brooklyn trailing by two. This in the dirt. Nice sliding pick by Kirion to his right. And it's one ball and no strikes. Left-hander back up and throwing for Brooklyn. That is Quinn Brody. Sun has set, nightfall has arrived across the horizon in Lakewood, the 1-0. And Lugo watches the breaking ball drop in for a strike, it's 1-1. Final line for Jacob's second inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout. Nine pitches and six strikes face the minimum. The 1-1 to Lugo, down by the belt buckle. This is hands out of the way, it's 2-1. Looking at the Mets affiliates tonight. Big league club through four, trailing the Nationals 2-0. Jose Buto, the former Cyclone, against Josiah Gray. Lugo takes low. It's now three balls and a strike. Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez. The former Cyclones in the Mets lineup tonight. A 3-1. And Lugo mad at himself for not pulling the trigger. Fastball at 92 for strike number two. It's full. K-Bear Ruiz. Solo home run for the Nationals is second. Payoff pitch. Lugo in the air right side. Coming on the right fielder, Pineda. He's got space. Will make the catch over his right shoulder. And there are two out in the eighth inning for Jalen Palmer. Palmer singled his first time. Since then, a fly ball to right and a strikeout. Triple-A Syracuse rained out tonight. They'll play a doubleheader against Toledo tomorrow starting at 11:05 in the morning. So get yourself a double scoop of Mets minor league baseball tomorrow between Syracuse and us here in Jersey Shore as Palmer tried to check his swing on a pitch up and in, could not at 0-1. Binghamton played a game at 11:05 today. Not against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Guardians affiliate. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Fastball that time from Francisco. Matt O'Neill, the former Cyclone, his first home run of the year. Luis Moreno, six innings of one-run ball for the win. Nate Lavender, his fourth save. One on, two out, the 0-2. Palmer, a jam shot in the air to right, waiting now, coming on Pineda. He'll casually make the grab by the bill of his red cap, and the side is retired. So Brooklyn gets a leadoff single by Alex Ramirez, but can't push him across. No runs, a hit, one left to the bottom of the eighth. Jersey Shore 6, Brooklyn 4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bullpen for Brooklyn as he moved to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is the southpaw Quinn Brody who has taken over on the hill. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Nick Ward, Wilfredo Flores, Marcus Lee Sang, the three due up in the bottom of the eighth inning with Brooklyn trailing by 2-6-4. Brody standing 6'1", 195 pounds, 27 years old, from Los Angeles, California. In his first season as a pitcher, drafted by the Mets in 2017 out of Stanford as an outfielder. Nick Ward 1-for-2 with a single and a pair of walks. And he attacks the first pitch, skies it in the air, left-hand side. Palmer in foul ground by Brooklyn's bullpen home plate area. And right on the white-painted Pentagon makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Brody in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brings up Wilfredo Flores, 3-for-3 tonight since pinch hitting for Hao Yu Lee in the second inning. Doubled in the second. Singled, was caught stealing in the fifth and had the go-ahead RBI infield single in the bottom of the sixth. Brody, his fifth appearance, no record, an ERA of 3. 4 hits in 6 innings, 4 walks and 5 Ks. Fastball missing up and away to Flores. It is 1-0. Opponents hitting 200 off of Brody so far this year. Pitching for the first time in this series. Last through against Wilmington on Thursday, the 1-0. Inside and low, it's 2-0. Did not allow a run on one hit. Walked one, hit a batter, and struck out one. Final line for Jeffrey Colon tonight. An inning, a run on two hits. A walk and no strikeouts. 19 pitches and 12 strikes tonight. Action in Jersey Shore's right field bullpen. Would imagine it is one of the Phillies' top 30 farmhands in Tommy McCullum. Lefty against lefty to 2-0 to Flores. Spins him out of the way of a fastball ticketed for his shoulder. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. Finishing our look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Only one other game we haven't told you about. That was Single-A St. Lucie. Ironically, also playing a Phillies affiliate tonight. As there is a strike on the inside corner, it's 3-1. They're in Clearwater taking on the Threshers. St. Lucie jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but Clearwater now leads that one 8-3 in the seventh. Lefty fires, and Brody, breaking ball on the outer half, it's full. Otto Kemp hitting a home run for the Threshers tonight, his first of the year. Payoff pitch from Brody. Little tapper up the first baseline. Other tough play for Parada. Bare hand and a quick throw to first in time to get him. So Brooklyn finally retires Flores tonight. Well done by Parada fielding his position. Two away in the eighth inning for Marcus Lee Sang. Third straight left-handed batter Brody will face. Singled his first time up since then. A foul out to third. And a couple of strikeouts, one swinging and one looking. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Brooklyn. Guerrera, Osborne, and Swazi down by at least two. As Lee Sang fouls it away, left-hand side, it's 0-1. It'll be an 11:05 a.m. start tomorrow. Our pregame show will get underway at 10:50 in the morning. Cameron Foster will make the start of the second of his career for Brooklyn. Jordan Fowler, the lefty, expected to go for the Blue Claws. As that pitch misses outside, it's 1-1. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 9. Jersey Shore, 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. They have left 9. Here's the 1-1. Outside, it is 2-1. Of course, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And look ahead to game 2 in this series tomorrow morning. The 2-1. And Lee Sang drops to an E to try and hit the slider. Comes up with a bag full of air. It's 2-2. Kendall Simmons, righty swinging third baseman, waiting on deck, was added to the roster earlier today. Third baseman Palmer playing off the line and back. Brody from the belt. The 2-2 pitch outside and low. And the count full at 3-2. Big inning tonight, the sixth. Jersey Shore after Brooklyn took the lead. Scoring a pair to jump in front as well. The payoff pitch from Brody. Outside and low for ball 4. So Marcus Lee Sang works a 2-out walk. At the 9th free pass allowed by Brooklyn pitching tonight. 1-on, 2-out for Kendall Simmons. Doubled and scored off Cologne an inning ago. It'll be Foster against Fowler tomorrow. Thursday back to a more regular start time of 6:35 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Ramon Gomez will go for the Cyclones. Will be a bullpen day for Jersey Shore. As Simmons takes a strike, it's 0-1. Friday, Tyler Stewart will make the start. He'll go against the righty Gunnar Mayer, who pitched against Brooklyn in the season opening series. The 0-1 from Brody. And Simmons takes a strike on the inner half, it's 0-2. Doesn't seem pleased with the call with a perplexing look back towards the home plate umpire. Will be Jordan Gieber for Brooklyn on Saturday against Gabriel Cotto. Expected to be Tidwell again in the series finale on Sunday. That one in the dirt kicks off the shin guard of Parada towards a third base dugout. And advancing to second on the wild pitch goes Lee Sang. So relatively important insurance run for Jersey Shore now in scoring position. Well, the count is 1-2 on Kendall Simmons. Rickson Wingrove, another left-handed batter, waiting on deck. Brody a look towards second. 1-2. It's 2-2. Lee Sang walked. He is at second. Jersey Shore leading 6-4. A 2-2 offering. A hard ground ball back up the middle. Pass to diving Guerrera into center field, a base hit. Here comes the runner to the plate. The throw by Ramirez. The tag. Parada can't hold on to it. Kicks behind him. Brody there to back up. As Simmons takes second on the throw home. Back-to-back innings with a knock for Kendall Simmons. This time an RBI single, his first RBI of the year. And Jersey Shore brings in that key insurance run. It is 7-4. .102 miles an hour off the bat of Kendall Simmons. And that brings up Rickson Wingrove. So after Brody retired, the first two men rather harmlessly. A walk, a wild pitch, and a single bring home a run. As the first pitch to Wingrove fouled out of play. It is no balls and one strike. Third straight inning in which the Blue Claws have put up a run. Wingrove doubled and scored in the sixth. Popped out to short his last time, has also walked tonight. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. At the 20th pitch tonight for Brody. Jersey Shore hitters have made Brooklyn work as the Blue Claws look for their fifth straight win after taking the final four against Aberdeen. Brooklyn trying to avoid still being unable to win consecutive games this year as Wingrove swings and misses at a sweeping slider. It's 1-2. Will be Guerrera, Osborne, and Swazi, the three due up in the ninth. If anyone reaches, De Los Santos and then Parada. Simmons the man at second. Still action for Jersey Shore in their right field bullpen. They lead 7-4. 1-2 from Brody. And Wingrove able to fight off a breaking ball. Got it off the hands. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Lights on, full effect here at the stadium in Lakewood. The Lakewood Township Water Tower normally in full view behind the trees and left, obscured by the darkness. 1-2 from Brody. High, it's 2-2. Leandro Pinedo waiting on deck. Jersey Shore sent eight men to the plate in the sixth. Six men to the plate in the seventh. Wingrove, the fifth man to bat in the eighth. The 2-2 pitch popped in the air. Back behind the plate, this one will get out of play. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. Next pitch of the at-bat will be the seventh, coming from Brody. Five-pitch battle before the Simmons base hit with six pitches on the walk to Lee Sang. Six pitches to the second batter, Flores, after a one-pitch out to start the inning. Another 2-2. In the dirt, it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Third full count to five batters in the inning for Jersey Shore. Simmons leads off second. Shortstop Lugo holds him on. Palmer essentially the lone man on the third base side of second where Lugo is stationed. A look towards second for Quinn. Now the payoff pitch to Wingrove. High for ball four. So three straight have reached with two out in the eighth. Couple of walks and a single. Two on and two out in the bottom of the eighth inning for Leandro Pineda. And with Brody at 26 pitches in the inning, some stirring by Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Pineda 1-for-3, RBI single in the first inning. Walked and scored the go-ahead run in the sixth and had the RBI ground out to the catcher in the seventh because Simmons scored from second after the collision at first, as Pineda takes a strike and a count 0-1. Brody first pitch strikes to five of six hitters in the inning. Looks like Daniel Juarez up and throwing for Brooklyn in left. Southpaw fires up and away. It's 1-1. Parada bluffs a throw behind Simmons at second base. Ten walks tonight by Brooklyn pitching. Have really hurt the cause in the opening game of the series. 1-1. Breaking ball inside. Parada bluffs a throw behind the runner at second again. It's two balls and one strike. 10 walks allowed by Brooklyn pitching tonight, the most they have allowed in a single game this year. Gave up 9 in a game against Wilmington last week. A 2-1 from Brody. High, it's ball 3. At the 30th pitch of the inning for Brody. Needed just 7 to get the first two batters. Since then, a walk, a single, and a walk. In danger of walking another. Brody's 3-1, and a swing and a foul tip. Off the handle of Pineda's two-toned bat. Beige handle, black barrel, and it's full 3-2. Got those white pant legs for Pineda rolled up just below the knees. Sporting the tall Jersey Shore and Philadelphia Red Sox. Casey Martin is on deck. And before the pitch can come, time call. Second straight batter with a full count. And the fourth to 6 hitters in the inning. Jersey Shore leading 7-4. They have a run in the eighth. First and second and 2 out. The payoff pitch, but first Brody spins and looks the runners back. Jersey Shore trying to win their 5th straight game. After dropping 2-3 against Brooklyn in the opening series of the year. Runners take their leads. They go the payoff pitch, pulled on the ground foul off the railing in front of the first base dugout. And it'll stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Couple of games have gone final in the league tonight. Winston-Salem won game one of a doubleheader over Hickory 3-2. Only 1 9 inning game final, Rome over Greensboro 7-2. Another payoff pitch coming from Brody. Runners go, and Pineda checks his swing. Could not hold up, says the home plate umpire Laws. Tag applied by Parada, and the side is retired. But the Blue Claws had a run on one hit. Two men left. We head to the ninth. Jersey Shore holding a 3-run, 7-4 lead. Guerrera, Osborne, Swazi due up when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones radio network.
Tommy McCullum, but the right-hander Matt Russell, who has come on for Jersey Shore as we move to the top of the 9th inning. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. Russell standing at 6'2", 200 pounds, 24 years old now from Shelnob, Missouri. Undrafted free agent signee a couple years ago out of Missouri State. Russell making his sixth appearance, 1-1, an 8.59 ERA. 13 hits in 7 1/3 innings, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. The 394 opponent batting average, looking for the final 3 outs to collect the save. Guerrero 0-3 tonight, rather 0-2, sack fly his last time up. And the first pitch in the ninth inning from Russell across for a strike, it's 0-1. Final line for Carlos Francisco, 1 inning, no runs, a hit, no walks, and a strikeout. 14 pitches and 10 strikes. The wind, the 0-1. That one spiked in the dirt, down and away. Over by the lefty batter's box, it's 1-1. Would be the first save of Russell's career. Last pitched against Aberdeen on Friday. 2 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Did hit a couple of hitters. Russell, now right foot on the far third base side of the bag, the 1-1. And Guerrero can't connect on the slider, down and away. It's 1-2. Russell made one appearance against Brooklyn on Saturday, the 8th of April. Gave up 3 runs, all earned on 5 hits. That over a span of 2 innings. The 1-2 to Guerrero. Got him on the off speed, down and away for strike 3. So one away in the top of the ninth. Brings up the designated hitter, Drake Osborne, 0-3. Struck out his last time in the 6th. Russell taps his toes as he gets ready to fire. Now the first pitch to Osborne. Bangs off the dirt and all the way to the padded wall behind the plate. The count is 1-0. So the Blue Claws trying to save Tommy McCullum for another day. Jersey Shore 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th. Have a 7-4 lead. Little pause in the delivery from Russell. And bounces another one in the lefty batter's box all the way to the backstop, 2-0. Cyclones 3 in the 3rd, 1 in the 6th. Jersey Shore had 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd. 2 in the 6th and 1 in the 7th and 8th. Lead 2-0, outside and low. It is 3 balls and no strikes. Three-quarter red sleeves on either end of the white jersey top for Russell as he misses outside for ball 4. So Drake Osborne on base for the first time tonight. Brooklyn a one-out runner in the ninth on the walk to Osborne. Sends up Joe Suozzi 0-3, reached on an error tonight. Not just the second walk allowed by Jersey Shore pitching tonight. Last chance potentially for Suozzi to extend his hitting streak. Knocks in 4 straight coming into play today. The first pitch to Joe. Inside and low, 1-0. Great nickname came up for Suozzi by one of our digital media mavens, Lily Clark, referring to him after the game on Thursday night or Friday night. 1-0. Suozzi takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Referred to him as the Wizard of Suozzi. And I find it very fitting that he and Osborne hitting back-to-back in the lineup because you got Suozzi and Oz. 1-1 pitch. Suozzi hits it out of play down the first base line. It's 1-2. Top of the lineup, Omar De Los Santos waiting on deck. Russell rests that black mitt on the front left-hand side of his chest. A 1-2 to Suozzi. Change up, down and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Big baseball news earlier this week, earlier today. Brian Reynolds signing a contract extension with the Pirates. 8 years, $106.75 million as Suozzi can't hold up on the slider for strike 3. Took a turn out of the zone towards the lefty box. And Russell has his second strikeout tonight. And the Blue Claws one out away from their fifth straight win. Two away in the ninth for Omar De Los Santos. Well, the contract extension for Reynolds, the largest in Pirates history. They're off to an incredible start. Second best record in Major League Baseball behind only the 20-3 Tampa Bay Rays. As De Los Santos takes strike one, 0-for-4 with a couple of Ks tonight. Reynolds was scheduled to be a free agent at the end of 2025. But the Pirates with that contract became one of the final four teams to give out a $100 million deal. De Los Santos takes a strike and the Cyclones down to their final strike tonight. It was the first $100-plus million deal they gave up. Only the Royals, White Sox, and A's have never signed a player to a contract in excess of nine figures. One on, two out in the ninth. Brooklyn down by three. The 0-2 from Russell, and De Los Santos reaches and fouls off the pitch away. To the first base side, it stays 0-2. There was a lot of talk around Reynolds during the offseason whether or not he would be traded. A lot of teams interested in the former All-Star services, but great to see the Pirates keeping one of their own at home in the Steel City. One on and two out. The 0-2 from Russell. Hit in the air out to right. Back goes Pineda to the warning track. Turns around. Squares his shoulders to home plate. Makes the catch to end the ball game. So Matt Russell records the game's final three outs. Picks up the first save of his professional career. As the Blue Claws, after Brooklyn came from three behind to take the lead, retaliate with the game's final four runs and win it tonight by a final of 7-4. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report coming. Blue Claws take the opening game of the series 7-4. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Justin Guerrero from Watertown, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Disappointing start to the road trip as Jersey Shore scores two in the sixth, one in the seventh, one more in the eighth. And they knock off the Cyclones tonight by a final of 7-4. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report. With the win, Jersey Shore has now taken five straight games. They're now at 7-8, one game shy of getting back to 500. Brooklyn with the loss, still in search of back-to-back wins for the first time this year. They fall to 5-10 on the campaign. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Blade Tidwell, the Mets' top pitching prospect, against Matt Osterberg to start. And it was a bumpy beginning for Blade Tidwell. Walked the leadoff batter, Nick Ward, then gave up a base hit to Hao-Yu Lee that kicked off the heel of William Lugo's glove. After Marcus Lee sang, singled to load the bases, Tidwell nearly got out of trouble. Back-to-back strikeouts of Simmons and Wingrove. Leandro Pineda, though, got ahead of the count 2-0, then singled to right, brought in a run. However, Hao-Yu Lee did not score before Marcus Lee Sang was thrown out trying to advance to third for the final out of the inning. Lee would eventually get pinch hit for in the following inning. You wonder how much of that base running gaffe was a part of that, but the Blue Claws had a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way for an inning. Bottom of the second, Jersey Shore was at it again. Casey Martin walked, stole second, then scored on a single to center by Anthony Kirion, made it 2-0. Troy Schreffler then hit a ground ball to second, a fielder's choice, made it a runner at first and one away. Schreffler would steal second, then score on Nick Ward, single to right, made it a 3-0 contest after Flores doubled to left. And his pinch out at bat for Lee, a foul pop to third and a strikeout ended the inning. So it was 3-0 Jersey Shore after two, but Brooklyn made sure it would not stay that way for very long. After Omar De Los Santos grounded out to short to start the third, Kevin Parada singled. Alex Ramirez hit a ground ball to short. The throw to second by Casey Martin kicked off the glove of the second baseman Flores. Parada never stopped running, went first to third. So Brooklyn had runners at the corners, one out, trailing by three. And this set up our house potato chips play the game on the very first pitch to Stanley Pinswager. Vegra grounded out to short his first trip and drives one in the air to left. Back at the track is Schreffler at the wall. He looks and all he can do is turn and watch a fan make a catch out on the berm. And just like that, this game is tied. Stanley Consuegra, a majestic three-run home run out to left. His fourth home run of the season, RBIs 11, 12, and 13. And with one swing of the lumber, Brooklyn has tied the game at three. That home run by Stanley Consuegra, our play of the game brought to you by Howell's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Howell's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Stayed a 3-3 game into the sixth inning. Blade Tidwell did a great job riding the ship, making it through five full innings for the first time this season. And Brooklyn made sure he departed with the lead. William Lugo walked to lead off the sixth, moved to second on a stolen base. After Jalen Palmer struck out with Justin Guerrera at the dish, Lugo would take third on a pass ball. And then Guerrera, a sack fly to center, chased him in and gave Brooklyn a 4-3 lead. However, that lead would be very, very short-lived. In the bottom of the sixth, Rickson Wingrove against Jace Beck led off the inning with a double. And Leandro Pineda walked after a sack bunt, moved the runners to second and third. Anthony Kirion walked to load the bases. Troy Schreffler then struck out. But a bases-loaded walk to Nick Ward brought in the tying run. And Wilfredo Flores hit one in the hole between third and short. William Lugo made a great effort on a backhanded stop. But the throw to first was not in time. Flores beat it out. RBI infield hit gave Jersey Shore a 5-4 lead. They'd add a run in the seventh on an RBI ground out by Leandro Pineda. It was a weird play. Kendall Simmons led off the inning with a double. After Wingrove popped up to short, Pineda hit a swinging bunt that barely got onto the grass on the first base side. Parada's throw was a little bit high. First baseman Swazi had a backup to catch it, kept his foot on the bag, but Pineda ran into him. Swazi hit the deck. Simmons never broke stride, scored from second, made it 6-4. And then in the eighth, with the bases empty and two out, Marcus Lee Sang walked, moved to second on a wild pitch, scored on Kendall Simmons, single to center, and that's how the scoring came to a close as the Blue Claws win it tonight by a final of 7-4. Winning pitcher is Jay Santle, his second win of the year, both against Brooklyn, I might add. Both the victories that the Blue Claws have had against the Cyclones this year. One inning, one unearned run, no hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. Jay Speck, the blown save, and the loss, he drops to 0-1. Two runs on two hits, three walks, two strikeouts in an inning. Matt Russell, his first professional save, one scoreless inning, a walk, and 2 Ks. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 6. Jersey Shore, 7 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors. They left 11. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,538 at Shoretown Ballpark. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we say our final goodbye tonight. Some finals. Winston-Salem beats Hickory in game 1 of a doubleheader, 3-2. DJ Gladney, his 4th home run of the year. They're in game 2 right now, top of the 5th. In Winston-Salem, Hickory, the home team in this game, the Dash, a 3-2 lead on a 2-RBI knock by DJ Gladney. Jonas Scalaro for Winston-Salem. It is Gavin Collier on the hill for the Crawdads. Some other finals. One other one, Roma beating Greensboro 7-2. In that ball game, you had home runs from Greensboro's Mike Jarvis. That was his 3rd. And for Roma, a shot from Geraldo Quintero, his 1st of the season. Everything else in the league still in progress. Top of the 9th in Wilmington. Jackson Holliday's debut with Aberdeen being soured as the Blue Rocks hold a 7-1 lead. T.J. White, a 3-run home run in that one for the Blue Rocks. Jackson Holliday 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout in his high A debut. Bottom of the 6th in Greenville. Hudson Valley Renegades a 6-5 lead on the drive. Grant Richardson, his 1st home run of the year, a 3-run shot. The drive getting a home run from Blaze Jordan, his 2nd. And top of the 6th in Bowling Green, Asheville, 5 in the 4th, 6 in the 5th. They lead the Hot Rods 12-3. Already a 2-home run game for the Astros prospect Drew Gilbert. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, Major League Club in Queens. Mets trailing the Nationals 4-0 in the top of the 6th inning. K-Bear Ruiz, a solo home run, his 2nd of the year. Triple-A Syracuse rained out tonight against Toledo. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 11.05 a.m. Double-A Binghamton played one today at 11.05 in the morning. They defeated Akron. Cleveland affiliate 7-5. Matt O'Neill, a solo home run, his 1st of the season, and they are through 8 in Clearwater. Single A St. Lucie trailing the Phillies affiliate, the Threshers, 8-5. A 2-RBI game tonight for the Mets. Rylan Thomas. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say goodbye on this Tuesday night. Colorado winning earlier today over Cleveland, 5-1. The final, Charlie Blackmon, his 2nd home run of the year. Bottom of the 8th in Baltimore, the Red Sox up a touchdown on the Orioles, 8-1. The Dodgers leading the Pirates 8-7. That game in the bottom of the 8th in Pittsburgh. Astros shutting out Tampa Bay at the Trop, 5-0, top of the 8th inning. Bottom 8 in Cincinnati, the Rangers doubling up the Reds 6-3. Mariners 5, Phillies 2, top of the 8th from Citizens Bank Park. Bottom 6 in Toronto, the Blue Jays up on the White Sox 7-0. Bottom 6 in Atlanta, the Braves 5 and the Marlins 1. Bottom 4 in Chicago, Cubs leading the Padres 2-0. Justin Steele against Blake Snell. Yankees and Twins are tied at 2, top of the 5th in Minnesota. Joe Ryan against Nestor Cortez. Top of the 4th in Milwaukee, Tigers leading the Brewers 4-1. Spencer Turnbull against Elvis Piguero. Everything else in the big leagues will start in about 40 minutes or so. Angels and A's at 9:38. Griffin Canning against Mason Miller. The Royals will be in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks at 9:40. Brady Singer against Ryan Nelson. And the Giants will take on the Cardinals tonight at 9:45. Former Cardinal John Brebbia for St. Francisco. Jake Woodford will get the ball for St. Louis. Taking a look ahead to tomorrow, it'll be an early start time. Remember to mark your calendars and mark your clocks. 11:05, first pitch tomorrow from Shoretown Ballpark, and Education Day in Lakewood, New Jersey. Our coverage will begin at 10:50 in the morning. Cameron Foster will make his 2nd professional start for the Cyclones, 0-2, an ERA of 8. He'll go against the lefty Jordan Fowler, 1-0, a 3.65 ERA. Again, our coverage starting at 10:50 a.m., leading up to the 11:05 first pitch tomorrow morning here from the Jersey Shore. That'll do it for us tonight for our entire ownership group. Our Vice President Steve Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, our AGM Billy Harner, my partner in crime back in Brooklyn, Johnny Gademowitz, and even my man to my right, our team photographer, Matt Kipp, who made the trip out to Lakewood, New Jersey today. I am Justin Rock saying so long from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, where, again, your final, the Blue Claws 7 and the Cyclones 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow morning, 10:50 a.m. We get on the air. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.